This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A bear entered a home in Steamboat 2 o'clock in the morning Saturday. Kelly Malden heard her dogs barking, got up to investigate, and discovered the 300 to 400-pound male bear in her house. She screamed for her husband, Ken, who got up and shot and killed the bear.
Well, when I went to my bedroom door, I saw the bear at around 10 feet away and shot it instantly with a 40-caliber semi-automatic handgun. Then the bear charged me. I continued shooting at it as fast as I could. The bullet hole in the floor suggests the bear got about 5 to 6 feet from me when he backed up, changed directions, and crashed through a banister railing onto the stairs, where he collapsed at the bottom of the stairs.
Rachel Gonzalez with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says, given the facts of this incident, the homeowner was within his legal rights. She wants to remind everyone that all ground-level windows and doors should always be locked.
All day long and overnight. It's easy access for bears to get into, so we want to eliminate that easy access, especially as we're getting closer to when bears are going to start eating more calories to fatten up for hibernation.
It was a lever handle that the bear used to get into an unlocked door at the house. Malden says the bear had been a frequent visitor to houses in the neighborhood, which was near CMC in the Hill Streets area. Gonzalez also says don't have trash cans out and remove all bird feeders right now. Four new Steamboat Springs police officers were officially sworn in Monday afternoon. They are Gene Lee and Lonnie Shaw. Then Brendan Andrews and Ellie Crouch, they're both graduates of Steamboat Springs High School.
Being a part of this community for as long as I can remember, it means the world to me that the chief and others selected me to go to the academy and serve this community. I just beyond thankful and grateful that I get to work in this profession around so many other great men and women.
Longtime Steamboat Springs police officer Sam Silva was promoted to patrol sergeant. Mark Beckett and his family moved to Steamboat from Arizona, and he'll be the new police commander. At the Rout County Fair in Hayden, today's the dog show and Gymkhana. Wednesday is the poultry show and swine showmanship. Wednesday night is the Steamboat Motors Power Wheels Derby and an ice cream social. Yampa Valley Electric wants to say hello. They're hosting Coffee with Your Co-op at different coffee shops in Northwest Colorado on Wednesday. Tomorrow, they'll be at Rex's and Steamboat from 8 to 10 in the morning. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.